Tim and Marcia Evans decided to sell their home on their own without a realtor. The job seemed simple enough. They thought it would be easy. Marcia placed an ad in the newspaper. Tim put a sign in the yard. Everything seemed to be going in the right direction. But then...
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm sitting in front of your house. Can I take a look at it?
Oh, no. I'm at work right now. But can you come back after 5?
No, I can't. But thanks anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, how much are you selling your house for?
Well, we're asking $285. Would you like to come see that?
$285? Do you know what houses are selling for around here, lady? Your neighbor a few houses down sold 3 weeks ago for $250. What makes yours so special?
I don't know which house you're talking about, sir, but I assure you...
Yeah, that's all right, darling. Good luck to you.
Oh!
Marcia, you're not taking personal phone calls at work, are you?
No, Mr. Jenkins. That was, Regina in accounting. Honey, honey, wake up. Someone's at the door.
It's 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. What is wrong with these people? Can I help you?
Hey, dude. Me and my friends were just driving by and saw your house for sale. Can we, like, check it out?
Are you interested in buying it?
Absolutely, dude. Looks like a rad house from the outside. Can we come in?
Hold on a second, please. Should we let them in? They might be for real. I don't want to miss out on a potential buyer.
Do you think it's safe?
I'm sure it'll be fine. Come on in, guys.
You say it was a gold watch they took, sir?
Yes, officer. It was my wife's grandmother's. I don't know how they took it without us seeing.
They looked like nice boys.
3 weeks later, things were not going as planned. One offer came in, but the buyer wasn't qualified for a mortgage.
Very sorry to have wasted your time, sir. Turns out I'm not qualified.
One offer came in on an unusual-looking contract form.
Let's take this one. It's over our asking price.
Yeah, but I don't know what any of this wording means. We better not sign it.
It was then that Tim and Marcia decided to turn to a professional.
Honey, I think we should go ahead and hire a realtor.
And so, they hired a realtor. Nolan Finetouch of Harry Norman Realtors. 2 weeks later, the house was sold. Tim and Marcia got more than their asking price and lived happily ever after.
Hold on a minute. They lived happily ever after, that's it? What the heck did the realtor do that was so special? What, did he sprinkle magic dust on the house and it magically sold?
Well, I'm glad you asked, friend. What did the realtor do? First of all, the realtor, Nolan Finetouch, helped Tim and Marcia figure out what the value of their house was. He did extensive research of the local market conditions and filled them in on what the listing and selling price was on all of the houses in their area that sold within the last 6 months. He also used his resources to find out what was currently on the market for sale and what was on the market but didn't sell.
Okay, so he helped them establish a selling price. Then what?
Then the marketing, of course. One of the biggest reasons to hire a realtor is that they know how to get qualified potential buyers in your door. Not to mention keeping people out that are looking to steal your grandmother's watch. See, when you're listed with a realtor, like Nolan Finetouch of Harry Norman Realtors, anyone who comes to see your house is going to be with a realtor, which means the realtor would have more than likely gotten the potential buyer pre-qualified with a mortgage company. This way, you're not wasting your time with people who have no intention of buying, like those surfer dudes.
We would never dream of selling without a realtor.
Been there, done that. It was a nightmare.
Right. So you mentioned marketing. What kind of marketing are we talking about here?
First and foremost, he'll be marketing to other realtors, which is essential. Your house will be listed on the multiple listing service, the MLS, where virtually every buyer's agent will be exposed to it. The more qualified buyers you have looking at your house, the better the odds of getting a buyer quickly and at the highest price.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Other marketing your realtor's gonna do? Newspaper listings, postcards, professionally run open houses, a professional for sale sign in the yard. Of course, this will all be paid by the realtor, so you don't have to front a dime for any of it.
Great.
Yeah, I could have done it myself. I mean, I'm a businessman. I write contracts every day. I'm very familiar with accessing tax records. I make my own hours so I could be home to show people the house. But why take on all that work? To save a few bucks? I'd lose a lot more money than that just by diverting that time and energy away from my business. Plus, the realtor's trained to take care of this stuff. I'm taking care of my business, they're taking care of their business, which is my business. From a business standpoint, it's definitely worth it to me.
And then there's a ton of internet marketing that Nolan will be taking care of for you, such as placing your home on Realtor.com, which attracts more than 6.1 million consumers each month, who on average spend 86% of the time they search for a home online on Realtor.com.
Okay, I get it. So the realtor's going to help me determine an asking price and then implement a bunch of marketing to get the word out. Now, what happens when my phone starts ringing off the hook while I'm at work?
Your phone won't ever ring, sir. All calls are handled by Nolan Finetouch and Harry Norman Realtors. Your realtor is going to answer your calls, pre-screen the buyers, and set up the appointments to view your house. You don't even have to be home for your house to be shown. Your realtor, Nolan, can set up a lockbox system where he and other realtors can access the property when you're not home. Of course, after they call and make an appointment.
Is that safe?
Oh, absolutely. The new electronic lockboxes track every agent that comes through your door.
Fantastic. That'll take a lot of pressure off me not having to answer every call and show people the house myself. Well, sounds good so far.
Talk about stress relief. I just sat back and let them do their thing. Next thing you know, I got a wad of money in the bank.
Tell me about the contracts now. How does that work?
Well, first of all, realtors use a broker-approved contract, and they're trained to negotiate the contract on your behalf. Your realtor, Nolan Finetouch of Harry Norman Realtors, will explain to you what the legal responsibilities of the seller are. He can write the contract, he'll write up any necessary addendums, and help you fill out state-required disclosures. Following that, Nolan takes care of processing the sale from the point of contract all the way until closing.
And what do you mean by processing?
Well, the work doesn't just end when you get a contract. Copies of the contract have to get to the mortgage company and the title company. Appraisals have to be done, title searches, surveys. It's a lot of headache if you don't have a realtor to coordinate everyone involved to get everything done that needs to get done.
Gosh, I didn't realize there was that much involved.
I really don't know what I would have done if my realtor wasn't there.
If you want to sell your house today, better plan to do it the smartest way. If you want to net the highest dollar, better grab the phone and call your realtor. Better call your realtor.
Call your realtor today. Nolan Finetouch, piloting the perfect move of Harry Norman Realtors. 678-362-5583. That number again is 678-362-5583. Or on the web at www.landatlanta.com.